Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Joel Abava back on the show. Joel is the president of Franchise Selection Specialists Incorporated. And he's one of our top franchise experts in the Brain Trust. And he's about to finish up a book on franchising. And I've asked Joel to join us and to give us a little peek inside of what he's been learning as he and reminding himself about and what he's going to be telling us about in this book. Joel Abava, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. How you doing?
We're doing great. The Franchise King, as we call him, Joel Abava. Hey, Joel, what if someone knocked on your door and said, Joel, please take me through the steps. I want to start a business. I think a franchise is what I want to do. For the moment, let's take money off the table. Let's just say that money's not an object. What do I need to know? What's the first thing I need to know to start me on this journey of understanding to become a franchisee?
Boy, that was perfect. Thank you so much for that perfect setup. The first thing I would tell them to do is go to www.takethefranchisequiz.com.
Takethefranchisequiz.com, okay.
That is the first place because it's a very, very unscientific test that I created for people. Before I even talk to them, before I even tell them to start looking for franchises on websites, mm-hmm. I want them to find out for themselves if they're franchise material.
Mm.
And so far the test has worked pretty well, and it really gets them involved in some self-thought.
Franchise material. Now, I've always said that being a franchisee, meaning buying a franchise from someone, from a franchisor, mm-hmm. is entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. In other words, we're taking risks. We're entrepreneurs. We're taking a risk, but we're doing it based on someone else's rules.
That's right. That's right. And you don't get to make the rules as a franchisee.
Right.
And that's kind of what this test, this quiz is about. Are you okay with following someone else's rules? Can you put your ego aside and say, wait a second, I'm a smart guy, I'm a smart lady, but since I didn't come up with this idea, I'm going to trust that the people that did are pretty smart too, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do what they did.
And
I'm going to follow their blueprint.
Or even if I don't have a better idea, I mean, you know, see, the way I am, Joel, even if I don't have a better idea, I'm the kind of person who would say, well, why did you do that? What makes you think that's a good idea? You know, I'm going to have to question everything. That's the reason why I would not be a good franchise prospect.
And as you know, either would I. Terrible.
But this is what you have to learn. Here's a quick story. And I may have told this story to you before, but it's my favorite one about franchisees. One of my favorite little franchises is a place that sells sandwich meats and things like that. And one of the things they sell is chicken salad. And I love their chicken salad, right? Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, I bought the chicken salad a few years ago, and the flavor was different. And I went back and I said, "What did you do different?" They said, "Well, we changed from sweet pickles to dill pickles."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "But I like it the other way." He said, "I'm sorry." The franchisor said, "We go from one pickle to the other." He said, "That's what we do, and that's how you get it from now on."
Yeah.
I mean, he would. I even tried to get him to make me up a batch with the old pickles. He said, "No, I can't do that." So that guy was, you know, he was a true believer. He drank the Kool-Aid.
He has to. He has no choice.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to rip up the franchise agreement.
Right. And they come by and check on these things too, don't they?
Sure they do. They have field reps, and
yeah.
But that's what makes a franchise consistent. That's why you can go into a McDonald's Moscow, you know, Idaho.
Or Moline.
Right. And it's the same thing. Yeah. And that's what people like.
And that's the attraction of a franchise, isn't it? That's
right.
The reason why you, when you're traveling or whatever, you go there. You believe that the hotel is going to have the same standards wherever they are or whatever it might be, right?
Yeah. And you're buying the consistency.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So it... The marketplace, and give us the website again for that test.
Sure, it is www.takethefranchisequiz.com. It's
so folks,
free.
You got to do a gut check for yourself here. Take this test and find out if you're the kind of person, and that could tell you if you want to own your own business. That could tell you whether you're a franchise prospect or not. And so, you know, when we come back, I'm going to ask Joel. If whichever way you go on that test, can you is it possible to go the other way? We'll do that after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Joel Ababa.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.